This is Trevor to your EVOR, Houston, KUSTON. Tech data for Dr. Mihir Alder. Data services, January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Davidson, D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N. Date of birth is October 5th, 1960. Primary care physician is N-E-S-R-E-N-E, Nazarene, G-H-A-N-I, Ghani, M-D, located at 5245 Schaefer Road, Dearborn, Michigan, 48126. Phone number is 313-624-0000. Fax number is 313-624-0063. Next paragraph, cardiology clinical. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up visit, period. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Davidson. It was a very pleasant 62-year-old female with past medical history significant for hyperlipidemia. Period. She was referred to a cardiology clinic office by her physician, Dr. Ghani, due to a normal EKG. Period. The patient is here today for a follow-up visit. Period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, she is having significant symptoms or any issues. Period. Patient denies any chest discomfort, palpitations, lower extremity edema, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, dizziness, syncope, presyncope episodes, nausea, vomiting, or chills, period. Patient is currently only on simvastatin 40 milligrams once daily, period. Patient recently had her simvastatin 40 milligrams once daily refilled here at the cardiology clinic, period. Past medical history, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, past surgical history, significant for hysterectomy 2004, cholecystectomy 2011. Next paragraph, social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, recreational drug use. Next paragraph, family history, significant for CAD in the father. Next paragraph, allergies, NKDA. Next paragraph, current medication, simvastatin, 40 milligrams once daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 105/69, pulse 70, weight 195, height 5'1", BMI 36.8. For the rest of the physical exam, please copy and paste the normal physical exam template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations, EKG. Done on August 14th, 2012, reveals normal sinus rhythm with a heart rate of 61 beats per minute, period, left axis deviation, period, poor R-wave progression, period, overall normal EKG, period. Next paragraph, vitamin D, 25 hydroxy vitamin D test, done on August 31st, 2012. Showed a 25 hydroxy vitamin D level of 17, which is below normal limits, period. Next paragraph, chest x-ray done on September 5th, 2012, showed a normal chest x-ray. Next paragraph, two-dimensional echocardiogram done on August 24, 2012. Conclusions, mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, left ventricular systolic function, hyperdynamic with estimated ejection fraction of 70%. Diastolic filling pattern indicates impaired relaxation, mild aortic valve sclerosis without stenosis, mild tricuspid regurgitation was present. Next paragraph, Holter monitor done on August 24th, 2012. Average heartbeat was 81 beats per minute. Minimum heart rate was 58 beats per minute. Maximum heart rate was 135 beats per minute. Patient appeared to be remained in sinus rhythm throughout recording period. R to R interval changes may be associated with sinus dysrhythmia. Ventricular ectopic activity consisted of one PVC beat, which was one single VE. Patient's rhythm included 2 minutes, 41 seconds of bradycardia. down to 58 beats per minute. Patient's rhythm included 1 hour, 34 minutes of tachycardia. Fastest single episode of tachycardia occurred at 135 beats per minute. Period. Supraventricular activity was not observed. Longest RR to R over NN ratio was 1.1 seconds. Atrial counts are at best estimates due to the percent of prematurity and may include sinus dysrhythmia and or atrial tachycardia. Next paragraph, DLCO pulmonary function tests. FEC 2.84, 123% of predictive values. FEV1, 82% of predicted values. FEV1, FEC ratio, 0.519, 65% of predicted values. DLCO 8.9, 44% of predicted values. DL adjusted value 12.4, 61% of predicted values. And DLCO over VA ratio 1.43, showing 30% of predicted values. Overall, this indicated an obstructive lung pattern. Interpretations suggest emphysema. Ergo COPD. Period. Next paragraph. Lower extremity arterial ABI. The ankylobrachial index on the left and right were both 1.36, indicating a normal ABI exam of the lower extremities. Next paragraph, lower extremity venous waveform studies. The left and the right waveforms were considered not to be interpreted. However, overall, the results were considered to be borderline, and the recommendation was to repeat if the patient remained symptomatic in her lower extremities. Period. Next paragraph. Stress test using dipyramidol. Done on September 5th, 2012. Stress test was judged to be excellent. Stress had a non-diagnostic ST response. Chest pain did not occur. Left ventricular myocardial function was abnormal. Left ventricular myocardial perfusion was consistent with zero vessel disease. Global stress LV function was normal. RV function and perfusion was normal. Global RV function was normal. RV volume was normal. Scan significance was normal and indicates a very low risk for hard cardiac events. LV dilation was normal. Period. Please add that the lower extremity arterial ABI was done on August 24th, 2012. Please also add that the venous, lower extremity venous waveform was done on August 24th, 2012. And please add that the, please make these additions. Thank you. Graph assessment and plan, coronary artery disease screening. Yeah. Patient's most recent echocardiogram done on August 24, 2012 showed mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. Injection fraction over 70% showing left ventricular systolic function is hyperdynamic diastolic filling pattern, which indicated impaired relaxation, mild aortic valve sclerosis without stenosis, mild tricuspid regurgitation was present. Period. Patient was asymptomatic today. However, she did complain of chest discomfort and then had an abnormal EKG in the past. Period. We will continue to evaluate the patient in this matter and advised her to continue to follow up with us, period. The patient also had a percentine stress test to rule out any coronary artery ischemia, and this stress test was done on September 5th, 2012, which overall indicated very low risk for hard cardiac events, period. The stress test was judged to be pretty much excellent overall, period. Next number, valvular heart disease screening. The patient was evaluated for valvular heart disease with a two-dimensional echocardiogram, which showed mild tricuspid regurgitation. and mild concentric 11 trigger hypertrophy, mild aortic valve sclerosis, an impaired relaxation of diastolic filling pattern, but an overall ejection fraction overall not terribly significant for valvular heart disease, period. Next, we'll continue to monitor the patient with two-dimensional echocardiogram in this matter and advise the patient follow up with their primary care physician as well as follow up with us in 2 months' time, period. Next number, Raynaud's insufficiency screening. Patient had lower extremity edema in the past, mostly in the afternoon period. We continue to recommend that the patient elevate her lower extremities for at least 1 hour, 3 times a day, period. In the future, we'll get a venous plethysmography. To further evaluate the patient, period. As of now, the patient's waveforms from her last venous plethysmography was an overall borderline results, and the recommendation was to repeat if the patient was symptomatic. As stated, we will get another venous plethysmography if needed, and advise the patient to continue with a primary care physician and follow up with us in 2 months' time period. Next number, palpitations. Patient is not complaining of palpitations at this moment. However, the patient has had palpitations in the past. We recommended getting we had gotten a 24-hour Holter monitor to rule out any arrhythmias. Period. The patient had PVCs. However, they did not have anything else that was terribly significant on the Holter monitor to test for 24 hours, period. We'll consider getting another Holter monitor if needed and follow up with the patient in 2 months' time, period. We also advise the patient to follow up with their primary care physician on these matters, period. Next number, peripheral arterial disease screening. Patient had significant risk factors for PAD, period. Patient, however, denied any symptoms regarding peripheral arterial disease, no claudication or edema or any changes in color in their lower extremities, period. The patient had a segmental ABI study done which showed 1.36 in the right and 1.36 in the left side, showing an overall normal ankle brachial index studies, period. Next paragraph, thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Davidson, period. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns, period. We'll see her back in 2 months' time, period. Meanwhile, she is advised to continue to see her primary care physician for the continuity of care, period. We also refilled her simvastatin 40 milligrams once daily and advise her to continue to take this medication, period. Next paragraph, thank you, period. Sincerely, Trevor, T-R-E-V-U-R, Houston, K-U-S-T-U-N, medical student dictating for Dr. Meher Elder, period. Thank you, this is the end of the dictation.